All right, Tzaddikim, and I call you Tzaddikim, you are Tzaddikim, but mamish tonight more than usual. Chazal teaches me Talmida Yosef Mikulam, that you can learn more and gain more chizik from your Talmida more than anybody else. And sitting here tonight, those words can't be truer. Is that a word, truer?
Yeah.
Sure. Nobody knows with our great English education.
That's for sure, good morning.
What did you say?
It's for sure.
You're in law school, so you better, yeah?
It's for sure.
Okay, I'll trust you. Well, the bottom line is, the MS is that throughout the day today, I was cheshbening whether we're going to have shiur tonight. There were other shiurim that were canceled, I'm even yavin. And those were not the wrong decisions. Because obviously, safety is extremely important. And chas v'shalom, one is not supposed to put themselves in a makom sakana in such a situation. So it's cheshbening throughout the day. I'm waiting. A lot of people were texting me earlier in the day, but I was waiting to see what's going to be, if the snow is going to stop, when it's going to stop, how much it's going to be, and not make too early of a decision and wait and see in the right time whether we should have shiur or shouldn't have shiur. And then when the snow stopped a few hours ago already, but still is cheshbening. Are the roads safe? Is it good? But then speaking to people and hearing that it was safe enough if you drive slowly and drive in a safe way. But more so hearing Talmidim were asking for shir. So I said, of course, for me, it's very simple. I didn't go anywhere. I'm just, right? I'm just sitting in my house. Vada, there's no Masir Snefesh on my part to give shir. But to have Talmidim, even if you have to go a little bit slower, and it's not so easy digging out our cars, and mom is getting through the snow and freezing cold outside to come to learn Torah, it's a big chizik. And Meir Hashem, it should be a chizik for all of us to know that we always, our whole lives, have to be Meisir Nefesh for Torah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Meisir Nefesh is in a snowstorm. Sometimes Meisir Nefesh is after a long day of work. Sometimes after a long day of school. Sometimes during finals. Whatever the situation is, we always have to be Meisir Nefesh for Torah. Because Torah is what's going to keep us strong and keep us connected today, Mishter. So I want to thank everybody, and Meir Hashem, that itself should give all of us chizuk. So this week, we entered into the weeks of Shoivavim. The parashas of Shemos Ve'era Bo B'Shalach Yisro Mishpatim. You know, the inyanim of Shoivavim, the inyanim of Pagam HaBris, the inyanim of Shmir Sinayim, that we're going to talk about tonight on some level, and talk about more in general sense for everybody, even those of us that are not struggling in these areas. There's a lot to be gained from what we're going to discuss, Be'ez Hashem Yitzbarach. But then Yonim specifically of Pagam HaBris and Shmir Sinayim, the Yonim of looking at things we shouldn't be looking at, Lo Aleinu, looking at pornography, allowing our eyes to stray into places they shouldn't be looking. And Sheikh Huzer al-Vatala, Pagam HaBris, being involved in areas of masturbation or the like, is sometimes I think about it, sometimes I think, you know, I speak in not with this chevra as much, and maybe I'm wrong, with my high school talmidim, I speak about it a lot, with my shir, with my chaburas. Sometimes I think about it a little bit too often. They get like, where they're desensitized that I speak about it so much, and they've heard the spiel already. And like, okay, enough, Rebbe. And sometimes I think I don't speak about it enough, because I deeply believe, and it's been proven day in and day out of my life, unfortunately, sadly, in what I deal with, that on a general level of Klal Yisrael and of our dar, of our generation, and in our world, I don't believe there's a bigger pagam than these areas. A pagam to ourselves, a pagam to our avodas Hashem, a pagam to our futures. Tonight I want to speak about it on a spiritual sense, on a ruchniistic level. What taiva, what temptation, what a lacking of Shmir Sinayim, a lacking of Shmir Sabris, and all taivas in general hold us back from. But anytime I go there, I think maybe it's a mistake. Maybe I should just be talking about it from a more logical perception. Not even get into the ruchnias of it. And understand that when we're nichshal in these areas, it's not just that we're destroying ourselves. It's not just that we're destroying our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're right now, right here, and you're a little bit older, but if it was at a 15-year-old, as a 16-year-old, as a 19-year-old, as a 20-year-old, as a 21-year-old, we're right now, right here, literally destroying our marriages already. Destroying our wives. And most of you in this room don't have wives, and you say, what do you mean I'm destroying my wife? You're destroying your marriage. You're destroying your wife. You don't understand the situations I have to sit and hear and listen to and deal with of married couples. And whether it be an individual is destroying his life and destroying his marriage because he's finally caught looking at pornography and finally admits that he's been addicted for the past 14 years. And while he was in yeshiva and while he was learning and while he was davening, and at times tried a little bit here and there but never was able to work on it strong enough. And then his wife is the one who has to catch him. His wife has to be the one that finds him cheating on her. Because it is that, when you're looking at other women, how do you think a wife feels? How do you think a wife feels when she finds out you're looking at these mamish, I don't want to call them women, these people that are willing to put themselves out there in such a disgusting way. But you're willing to look at that, to get that momentary pleasurable high. And it doesn't. It's not starting when you're 22, 23, when you're married. It's now. And it's because you allowed yourself now, as a single individual, whether in high school, whether post-high school, and you didn't get, and some who need the proper help and didn't get it early enough, and you decided to bring a woman into your life and to destroy her as well as you destroy yourself. And some, it's not just the addiction of pornography, but it goes to much more than that. It's because you've developed this unbelievable desire for some sort of sexual fantasy that because of looking at the pornography for years, and you have expectations which are impossible and actually disgusting, and no woman should even want to live up to as a Bas Torah. And the amount we find of individuals, lo aleinu, cheating on wonderful women and destroying them and spitting in their face. And that's not even talking about. We're not talking about the ruchnius of it. And the disgusting of eros within it. And the lacking of Yir Shamayim within it. But mamish, we're destroying our marriages. We're destroying ourselves. We're not allowing ourselves to live a day that we're besimcha with ourselves. We're destroying ourselves and we're destroying our marriages. Enough! Enough! And if it means I can't even have a cell phone, so that's what we have to do. And if it means I can't even go on a laptop, I can't go. I have to take the proper gedarim, the proper steps, that I can't be nichshol ever. Because I have to understand what it's doing. So let's talk beruchnias tonight a little bit as well. Because once a year we have shayvavim. Once a year, we have the parshas of Shemos ve'era bo b'shalach yisro mishpatim that we're supposed to be focusing specifically on these inyanim and really working on them and really taking ourselves, and even those of us in this room that don't have these issues at all at this point in their life, and I hope it's everybody, taking more gedarim and more steps and more precautions to ensure that we don't end up in places that we shouldn't be ending up. Just to understand why these parashas, a lot of people don't even know what Shoivivim is. They know, Shoivivim. We fast Monday and Thursday, some of us, and we know the word Shoivivim, and we know Shoivivim is Shavuos Be'er B'Shal Chisra Mashpatim, and I'll be able to say Shoivivim is Gematra 360, which is Gematra Shas. I can throw out a lot of like ideas about Shoivivim. But why now? What's it all about? So I actually think it's very Pashit. I think it's actually very Pashit. If you analyze, we've spoken so many times at this table. We've spoken so many times at this table about how you have to live with the parasha. As the Rebbe Zatzal, the Lubavitcher Rebbe taught us, and the parashas are there to inspire us for that time in the year, that time in our lives. If you go through these parashas, Shemos, Ve'era, Bo, B'Shalach, Yisro, Mishpatim, the parashas of Shoivivim, are the parashas where Klal Yisro goes into Galus, and then out of Galus, into Geula, and to ultimately Kabbalah Satira. So if Shmos ve'er bo, we're going into Golos, into Avdus, and ve'er bo, we're still in Mitzrayim, and then finally Bishalach, we get out, and Yisroel Mishpatim, the parashas of Kabbalah Torah. It's from Golos into Gula, so this has to be the time in the year where every Yid is supposed to try to dig themselves out of their personal Golos into a state of Gula. And what area are we least free, lo aleinu? What area are we so shackled and avodim to our desires and in Golos of Taiva? It's that area. And we have to, in these weeks, pull ourselves out into a state of geula, into a state of redemption from that, the slavery of desires. So let's live with the parasha a little bit. Let's learn. You ready to learn Torah? Yeah. Sorry, I have so much in my mind, so much I'm not sorry, everyone has to hear it, and you have to know it. Like, that's it. Like, that's it. But let's learn. I apologize. One thing I apologize. We started at least. We're getting much better at having makoros sheets. We have much better makoros sheets. But the only time when I do makoros sheets would be on Thursday in DRS when I have the ability to have a computer and printers and whatever. So we didn't have yeshiva today, so I don't have the makoros sheets. But we're gonna learn together and read together, and you'll look up things after Bez Hashem. So in Parsha Shemos. In Parsha Shemos, we have Mamish, the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Incredible excitement. Our leader Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Moshe Rabbeinu finally speaks to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the Rabbeinu Shalom speaks to him. That famous image is probably the picture we drew in nursery school of Moshe Rabbeinu standing at the snat, the burning bush. There was on fire, and the bush was not burning up. And what were the very first words? The very first words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Imagine these words. The very first words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu must be like crazy powerful words, right? Must be like the foundation of all of life and all of Torah. So we have to learn those words tonight and understand those words tonight. In Perek Gimel Pasuk Hei Vayomer, he says, "Al tikrav halom." Some of you might remember we've spoken about this in other contexts before, but listen, "Al tikrav halom." Hashem says to Moshe, "Don't come any closer over there." Remember, Hashem's voice is being heard from that burning bush. That's where the Shekhinah was. "Al tikrav halom." Don't come any closer. Meaning, don't come close to the bush. Then he says, "Shalna alecha mal raglecha." Take off your shoes from upon your feet. Ki amalkom asher ta'om in alav admas kodeshu. Because the place that you're standing is holy ground. So these are the very first words spoken to Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't come closer, and now take off your shoes, because where you are is holy. So why was it holy? Why was it a makom kodesh? What do you mean ki admas kodeshu? What made that makom kodesh? Where was he that made it kadosh? So the Ramban tells us, and I think what most of you are thinking is, "Ki niskadish kol ha'har beredes ha'shchina al rosh ha'har." What do you mean? What made it holy? God was there then. The Shechina was down on the mountain, in that burning bush, whatever that means exactly. So it made the whole mountain holy. The whole mountain was kadosh, because God's presence was there much more so than other places at that moment. That was the kedusha. Yes, a little more where the bush was, but at least somewhat on the entire mountain. So, Miskadish Kol Hahar, the entire mountain. That's Pasha Pshat, that's what the Ramban says. But if you look at the Targum Yonis and Ben Ezekiel, and others say as well, right here, Targum Yonis says, "Aloy Aser Kaddish, upon it was holy, Huva Aloy Ant Asid Lekabla Raisa Lamalfa Yasel of Nesrael." You know what the Targum Yonasim says where the Kedusha comes from? And others say this as well, if I'm not mistaken, the Rebbeinu Chaya. The Kedusha of the mountain, because that was Har Sinai. That was where eventually the Torah is going to be given. Years later. The Torah is going to be given. On that mountain. So that's Kadosh Har Sinai. That's what Targum Yonasim says. Does that really make sense? The Ramban makes a lot of sense. The Shekhinah is there now, of course it's holy. Because later the Torah is going to be given there, it's holy. If you all, I didn't bring it here. Look, it's not important to see inside right now. We don't, no, that we have here. Don't worry. The Gemara in Tainus, Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis, explains, and you've all heard this before, and you know this, that even after Kabbalah's Torah, after Kabbalah's Torah is finished, Nistalka Shechina, and the Shechina left and was removed from Har Sinai, the Kedusha left Har Sinai. Discussed this based on Psukim, that when it was Kadosh, that animals couldn't graze there, and afterwards they could. I mean, after, even after, imagine, you had Kabbalah's Torah, Vav Sivan, so Chvezdish, in Vav Tammuz, a month later, you go to Har Sinai, you can walk around, it's not Kadosh. Because it's no longer, it's not a mountain we look at that has Kedusha to it. So if you're going to tell me even after Kabbalah's Torah, it lost its Kedusha, now, years before, you tell me it has Kedusha? It's holy because the Torah is going to be given here? That doesn't make any sense. Why are we caring that the Torah is going to be given later? Why are we discussing that bichlal? So we have to understand. We have to start our journey with our Achayim HaKadosh. This is really the main makar I would have given out tonight. Listen to this, but you'll look it up. You have to read it inside. I'm going to read it together with you. We'll read it slowly and understand because it's a Moridik or Achayim. It's our Achayim that's fundamental to our lives as Oyv Hashem and to everything we started out speaking about tonight, and we'll get back to. Listen to Heilig or Achayim HaKadosh. Al tikrav halom, on those words. Don't come closer, take off your shoes. Shal nalach meraglacha. Ready for Zezra? Speak tires. Hine beiz dvarim yitzav yisoy Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu two commandments. Echad shalo yikrav, one, don't come closer. The echad sheyishlof na'al raglo shalo yamabah filu b'makom sh'omebo komara makom eshado omedalav kvar admas kodeshu. He first said, don't come closer. And then he said, by the way, where you are is very holy. Take off your shoes. Right? B'tarach l'das. We have to know. Lama lo hikdem lo melo hasaras michshal. Shekvar hu nosim bo. She'omeh b'mnalo admas kodesh. V'achir kash yitzav lav laval yikrav halom. The order seems reversed. If he's standing on holy ground with his shoes, which was improper, like in Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to, Kohen Kanim can go in with their shoes. We're supposed to go in barefoot. We should be connected to the holy ground, not separated from it. B'nai Sashkot speaks about this. All right, now. L'maisa, we can explain quickly, just so the Chevra understands, right? Well, why is that? Why is it holier to take off shoes? B'nai Sashkot explains, what do you mean? Every morning we say, Sh'asali kol tzarchi, Hashem, you give me everything. We're referring to the shoes, the Gemara says, right? I mean, it seems like shoes is a very good thing. The Gemara says, I should sell the beams of my house to buy shoes. Shoes are very important. So Ben Hezel says, shoes are very important because the ground has a klala, has a curse from Adam Arishon. The chet of Adam, the Adam Arura, the chet of Adam Arishon, the ground is also cursed because Adam comes from the ground. So we want to wear shoes to separate, so we shouldn't be connected to that klala. But there's sometimes when we're so kaddish, it's like Adam Arishon kaidim l'chet, or it's like we were attacking the chet. So suddenly I know the symbolism of not having shoes, I don't need the shoes anymore. I fixed it where there's no more klala. It's a beautiful thing. So the order should be reversed, Chevra, right? Meaning what? If right now he's on holy ground, it's improper to be wearing shoes. First thing, get rid of your shoes. Then, by the way, don't come any closer. That should be the order. You're in the middle of doing something wrong. So listen to what he says. Da. Ki b'chol ha-Torah kula, in the entire Torah, gila Hashem daito ritzono, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his knowledge and his desires. Kiikur hakpadaso umosro hu amitzvos lo sase. Kizeh yachbol benefesh. Most important to Hashem, the Rechaim HaKodesh says, and listen to this and don't ever forget it, is that we don't do isurim. That we're not involved in lo sases. Because when we're involved in a lo sase, it spits in its face and it destroys our soul. That's first and foremost. Don't do things I don't want you to be doing. Of course, don't steal and don't murder. Those are simple. But don't look at things that you shouldn't be looking at. Don't be involved in areas of taiva that you shouldn't be in. That's what Hashem wants first and foremost. That's his priority. More important than the 10 hours of learning. More important than the 4 hours of davening. More important than the nice big day Shabbos and singing the Zmiros for hours on Shabbos Kodesh is don't look at things I don't want you to be looking at. The Losa says, that's Yachbo Benefesh. Aval mitzvos aseh hamasogas hatov. The positive mitzvahs, that's reaching the good. Kshu behedrim ein onesh. Zulas al pratim yidun kum pesach mila. And the punishment is not, we don't get malchus, so you don't have the punishments like we do by a los aseh, unless a couple, two, right? We have the only two that we have in Yisr Kares is pesach and mila. Okay, a couple examples that are exceptions to the rule. But in general, Hashem wants us, of course, He wants to doing all the positive mitzvahs. But those are like additives. Those could build you. You build your Kedusha. Hasogas atov. But first and foremost, His hakbadoso umosro hu amitzvos lo saseh ki ze yachbo benefesh. That's my priority. And if I'm involved in Yisurim, that should be a bad priority. Get rid of that. More important than anything else. And Chanami, sometimes it's very important the positive helps me uproot the negative. Sometimes it's Sur Mera Al Yedei She'Yaseh Tov. That has to be my journey sometimes. But realize the goal is more so to get rid of the Lo Saseh. Where you have Yidin that think it's okay to be cheating in business. Think it's fine. I could be cheating in business and cheating on my taxes. And left and right, but I sit and learn, and I dive in, it's all good, it evens it out. It doesn't even it out. The losa says are much worse. And so too when it comes Vada, this time of the year, Shemir Sanayim, so too when it comes to Shemir Sanayim, and Shemir Sabris, I'm going to sit and learn in yeshiva, and I'm going to dive in, and I'm going to look at pornography at night, even one time in my life. Shem Yirachim. Because Baruch Hu wants us not doing anything wrong, first and foremost. That's what I need to work on. Beruchnius. That's where our Ruchnius is. Our Iker Ruchnius is not be doing lavim, not be doing things that are usher. And being open about it, and doing tshuva. And need to talk to people about it, and get the help you need, and put up the proper gedarim. I'm going to go to Rebbe, left and right. How do I work on my tefillah? I need more help in my kavana. How do I have more amelos b'toira? It's hard for me. How do I balance that with my... What about how do I work on my shmir sanayim? How do I work because I'm poiging my bris? So there's a busha. Good, be embarrassed. Then maybe you won't destroy your wife one day. So Rechaim HaKadosh says, V'nei kan sivalo Hashem mitzvos lo saseh mitzvos aseh. Here in this pasuk, the very first words to Moshe Rabbeinu. The very first words to Moshe Rabbeinu, the one Moshe emes, v'torasa emes, that brings us Torah. The very first words is a lo saseh al tikrav halom. Alav, don't come any closer. That's a lo saseh. Don't come any closer. And a positive mitzvah to remove your shoes. So even though maybe logically to us, you should take off your shoes first and then they don't come close, as his question was. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach Moshe Rabbeinu Arachayim HaKadosh is telling us the fundamental foundation of what it is to be an Eved Hashem. First worry about your los aseis, then you'll get to the aseis. First al tikrav halom. Then shall narach meraglecha. And we see it, he quotes throughout the Torah all over. Whenever you have lashon shmira, which shmira is one of the dal shoinos of lo. Well, it's not one of the dal, but penval, you know. It is one of the dal, right? Where's the Gemara? I don't remember offhand. But anyways, it's one of those shoinos of a lo saseh, is shomer, to watch over and not be nichshal. So you have Shmira, Asiya is Aseh. Whenever you have those together, the Shmira is always first. Hashmira l'Asiya. Ushmartem v'asisem. Lishmar v'lasos. Mishmarti mitzvosai. It's always the Shmira is first. And that's why here as well, Atikrav halom, and then shalna lecha meraglecha. First I have to worry about my los aseis, then I'll worry about my aseis. The Ramban in Parashas Yisro, in the Aseret HaDibros, by the Pasuk of Zochar Shem HaShabbos HaKadshoi, he goes through, and it's such a murdik. The Ramban has yisoidis after yisoidis. You have to learn through that Ramban. If you haven't ever learned through the Ramban over Shabbos, Kodesh, take out and read through that Ramban. It's fundamental. There's so much there about Shabbos and about mitzvahs. And he explains that all the los asays comes from yiras Hashem. I'm not going to do wrong because I have awe of God. I fear God. And positive mitzvahs come by avas Hashem, love of God. So you can be involved with all the love without the fear. You know what that love? It's love for yourself. It's not even love for Hashem. Beli yira. Ki atu yadati yira lekemata. Yiras Hashem has to be the foundation. If you don't have Yiras Hashem, you have nothing. If you don't understand and not in awe of God, you have nothing. If you don't have the los haseis, that's why the punishments, he explains, are so much more severe for the los haseis. Because that's what Hashem expects from us first and foremost. Halavai, the haseis are very important. And they should be there as well. But first and foremost, if I'm not being shomer, then I have nothing. What do you have? You have on Shabbos, you have the Shemir of Shabbos and the Asiyah of Shabbos. You have a beautiful Shabbos table, right? With beautiful Zmiros and beautiful Tfilas and Heilige Kaddishdik, Halakas Neiros, Chesish, Strimelach, right? So imagine you're a Yid where, yeah, you go to the table and you sing Zmiros and you learn on Shabbos and you dine on Shabbos, but you also are smoking a cigarette behind closed doors and you're also watching TV and you're also on your phone and that's Shabbos. You can't have that Asiyah b'li Shmira. You have nothing. They have nothing. And when we're involved in Taiva, all the Asiyah is one big facade. And we can't even taste it. We don't even feel the Kedusha of it. We don't even feel the Ruchnias of it. There's so many, I'm telling you, I know it. So many Yidden in this day and age, they don't feel the kshmak in the learning, they don't feel the kshmak in the davening, because they're being nichshal in Shmir Sanayim at night, and looking at pornography, and even though they're learning 6 hours a day, they don't realize, why am I not getting a kshmak from it? And why am I going to eventually not even look at it? Because I'm rooted in taiva. I always give it the mashal, I always feel it's the mashal as follows. Tropicana orange juice. A lot of us heard this mashal from me, but mamish, this is the yisod of what we're talking about. Tropicana orange juice. The Chevra knows Tropicana orange juice is delicious. Anyone who doesn't think Tropicana orange juice is... meaning, obviously tastes are subjective, but there's one taste that's an objective taste. Tropicana orange juice. You gotta love Tropicana orange juice. And you gotta admit that Tropicana orange juice by far is the best orange juice. I don't know why there are other even brands of orange juice. It's a big mistake. I don't know why people buy other brands of orange juice. Nothing compared. Okay, because you want to be a little cheaper, but it's worth a few extra dollars. It's much better. How? Why? Nobody understands. This is one of the eight wonders of the world because they're all just 100% purely squeezed orange juice from Miami or wherever it is in Florida. So why would this one taste different than this one? They're all just 100% squeezed orange juices with no additives and no, you know, concentrated. Okay, but like, it doesn't make any sense. They should all taste exactly the same. But whatever it is, you have to be Makai, you have to just... Amuna, it's Amuna. Amuna and Tropicana. But what happens at night, and you go, and you're thinking you're going to sleep, so you go and you brush your teeth, and then you get a little thirsty, so you want to come downstairs, and you go and you pour yourself a cup of Tropicana orange juice, and you take a drink of that Tropicana orange juice after you brush your teeth. That Tropicana orange juice after you brush your teeth is the most disgusting thing you've ever tasted in your life. In Mamish, you want to just, you have to spit it all out. It's disgusting. Posh, disgusting.
I always try it after.
You've tried after? Yeah, it's disgusting.
I always try.
Now let me ask you something. Is it because the orange juice went bad and the orange juice is rotten, the orange juice is expired, the orange juice is inherently is delicious. The orange juice itself, but what did you do? You went and you coated your mouth in toothpaste and that coating is still there even if you wash out your mouth. And you feel it and it's being, the orange juice no longer is going into your taste buds unadulterated. It's full of this coated toothpaste, and therefore you're not tasting it in the proper way, and you don't enjoy it. It tastes disgusting to you. Kachave, ruchnias and Torah mitzvos, and learning and Gemara, and when you're steeped in taiva, when a person's steeped in taiva and allowing themselves to look at pornography, and allowing themselves to allow their eyes to stray in places they shouldn't be, allow them to be involved in a lacking of shmiras habris and pagam habris, and then I'm going to learn, I'm going to daven, and I just do it, and it's rote, and I don't feel it. Of course you don't feel it. You're coated in taiva. How could you feel it? Doesn't work. You may shayvavim. Yimei Shoivivim, we have to mamish first and foremost work on our taivas and grow. And if those in this room, this isn't shayach to, because Baruch Hashem, we've worked in it and we haven't been nichshal in these areas in years, work harder even. And I don't mean that, meaning put up even more gedarim and help others and do what. This is mamish, it's a downfall of society and only getting worse in each generation with the advances in technology and accessibility. We're building mamish parents, it's Hashem Yirachim, parents giving their 13-year-old kids, their 14-year-old kids pornography machines in their pocket 24/7. It's beyond me that parents are so naive to do such a thing and don't understand what they're doing and don't understand that a 13-year-old boy, a 14-year-old boy doesn't have the capabilities to put up the gedarim, doesn't have the capabilities to withstand that yet. Doesn't have the strength, doesn't have the Yerushalayim. And then they're watching, building an addiction to it and destroying their marriage right now. And those of us that are involved in it later are as well. And we need to work on this and need to get our help before we drag a beautiful, pure Bas Torah Tzanua Dika Kaddish Dika Yid into our lives and destroy her as well. First and foremost has to be the Los Haseis. It's the Mimi Yimei Shoivim. I'm going to share with you an incredible, incredible Zohar. Incredible Zohar. In the parasha, a few psukim later, hopefully some of the chevra went to the mikveh today to share the Zohar. If not, you could jump in the snow. There's enough 40, you know. Gevalt. The snowy days going to the mikveh. It's gevalt. Anyways, okay. The pasuk says a few psukim later. Parak Gimel, pasuk Tes Vav. Vayomer Oda Lekim Moshe. Hashem continued to speak to Moshe. Kosomar ben Israel, Hashem lekei avasechem, lekei Avram, lekei Yitzchak, lekei Yaakov, shelachani aleichem. Go tell ben Israel that Hashem, the God of your forefathers, the God of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, as we spoke about last week, what that meant in Amuna, shelachani aleichem, send me to you. Zeshmi le'olam, this is my name forever. V'zazichri le'dardar. This is my remembrance for all generations. I'm always going to be here. I always was here, I always will be here. So listen to what the Hilchos Zohar says. You ready for this, Chavra? The Zohar in the Akdama to Tikune Zohar, Akdama, Dalam and Beis. Just one line. On this Pasuk, Zeh Shemi La'olam, this is my name forever. Listen to what he says. Shemi, my name, Im Yud-Hei, together with the letters Yud-Hei, is Shin Samach-Hei, is Gematra 365. What's 365? What's 365? The amount of Los Haseis in the Torah. Right? So Shemi, Zeh Shemi Lo'olam, if you, Shemi, which is 350, plus Yud Hei, which is 15, is 365. The amount of Los Haseis in the Torah. The pasuk continues. Then it goes on, Zichri, Zeh Zichri. Zichri, my remembrance, Zichri, which is Gematria 237, Im Vavhe, 237 plus Vavhe, the end of Hashem's name, plus 237 plus 11 is what? 248. Ramach. 248 are the Ramach, the 248 positive mitzvahs. So Shmi with Yud-He is 365, the Losa says. Zichri with Vavhe is 248, exactly the positive mitzvahs. Now that itself, you can stop there, it's just incredible. But let's understand what that means. The Hei Gemara Naim says, the word Avera, has in it a Yud-Hei. When you do an Avera, a Losa say, it has in it a Yud-Hei. The word Mitzvah, Paz Mitzvah, has in it a Vav-Hei. What's Pshat? Let's put it all together. So we see from here, it follows, Yud-Hei, which is the beginning of Hashem's name, Yud-Hei, with Shemi is 365, of the Losa says, meaning Hashem's telling you, first and foremost, I'm going to start my name by telling you and connect that you have to work on the 365 Losa says. And then the Vave, which connected to Zichri, is Ramach. Then you'll come to the positive mitzvahs. Then you'll come to the Aseis. Vad, the mitzvahs could elevate it to unbelievable, elevate us to unbelievable places. But first, Yismichu HaShemayim. Then the Sogal Aretz. First remember the Eibishter and not do anything wrong to him and not spin in his face and worry about the Los Haseis. Then we'll lift up v'sogel arts, lift ourselves up and lift up the ground. As yismach v'ashamayim v'sogel arts, as ois yos yudke vavke. This is our avoida. The first work on the los essays, first work on our taivas, and be'emes work on them. Be'emes move on from them. Be'emes be consistent. And if we're not going to do it for ourselves, do it for our children, do it for our wives. If we can't do it beruchnias, do it begashmis. So now we can understand the Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel. Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel says, remember these are the first words I told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Al tikrav haloyim shalom alechem eroglecha. And our Chaim HaKadosh tells us, first are the los asays, then the mitzvahs asays we learn from here. So the Targum Yonis is saying the Kedusha of this Malkum is Kedusha of Matan Torah. Why? Because he's trying to allude to us that Moshe Rabbeinu right now, Hashem has come down to this place to tell you in the first statement to you, is that work on los asays before mitzvahs asays. The foundation of it all is to first clean yourself up, sur meira ve'aseh tov. Bakei shalom v'refeu. That's where shalom will come from. Shalom in your life as an individual and shalom in your life in your marriage one day. That's where it will come from. From making sure to eradicate all the taivas and all the disgustingness that's part of your life. And that's what it is. The lowliness. The animalistic side. Not the human personable side. Get rid of it. I'll never forget. So many stories like this. But one story that always pops in my mind when I think about this. There was one of my Heilige Talmidim. Very special young man. This was years ago already. And he was in yeshiva learning, and I remember coming to visit him. And I had such a nice, good boy, a Ben Torah, Balmidos. And I had such hopes for him that he's going to take himself to like Mamish, the highest of places, once he goes to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. And I remember coming when I went in January to visit him and spending time with him. And it was so clear that like he was like Mamish. Yeah, he was going through the motions. Not that he was doing wrong. He was going to shiur, going to davening, but like, not much different than when he walked in day one. Like, you could feel it in him, you could sense it in him, and it wasn't anywhere where it should be. And talking at length, it became clear that a girlfriend that he had in high school, he stayed with her, and he's still connected to her, and she was in a seminary close to his own yeshiva, and they would spend time all the times, and they were physical with each other, still to that day. So of course, shkoyach, I'm in yeshiva all day, and involved in taiva all night. So I'm coated in the toothpaste. I can't taste anything. I'm going nowhere. I'm not working a los asays. I'm working on asays. Shkoyach. Where am I getting? I remember talking to him and trying and be mashbir. And I don't know if it was that talk and other talks he had with people soon after he ended it with her. It was mamish, a big bracha. It was incredible. Someone he was with for a long time. And right after that, he like flew exponentially, you can't even imagine. And where he's holding today as a Ben Torah, as a Balmid, as a Bal Yishmayim, married with children, Besimcha Rabba. Incredible. That's it. He flew. Once he got through that fight with the Yetzirah of Taiva, moved on from the low stages, then he could start working on the Asays and fly to the highest of places. Then you can work about Shalom Alechem Eroglecha Ki Yamakom Shita Umidat Atakud. That place is holy. Chevra, I'm going to talk to you bluntly and real. Vada, as we're speaking tonight, we understand this is the yisod of our ruchnis, the yisod of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But realize it's the yisod of your life. If you're connected to these inyanim, if a person's connected to these inyanim and be nichshal and looking at things they shouldn't be looking at, and you're destroying your life, you're destroying your marriage right now. And if you don't get the help immediately, and you don't move on from it immediately, you're going to be nothing. And not just nothing with the Eibishter. You're looking at a life of Hashem Yirachim, of no future in any way for the momentary full sense of pleasure that you get. We're binyanei shoivim, we're during these days. We have to do real introspection. And if anyone is struggling in the areas, get the real help the sooner we can. Don't worry about anything else but this. And you'll be zoicha through that, Bez Hashem is baruch. You'd be zoicha through that. You may show him just start with the avdus, but end in the gula. You'd be zoicha to gula. You'd be zoicha to cheres. You'd be zoicha to simchas achayim. You'd be zoicha to an amazing, unbelievable basheret and marriage and children and simcha and bracha and shefa. But if we don't work on this, we're going to have nothing. Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zoicha. Amen.